morning.
Is this
mine? Okay, good. All right. So this is continuing on from what we explored together last month when I was with you.
这是继续上个月我们所交通的。
Yeah, okay, here we go. I don't know if you remember, but there was a group of leaders, religious leaders, that were very judgmental about Jesus and his followers.
我们记得那时候我们说到有一群的宗教领袖，他们对于耶稣和他的门徒就有许多的判断。
And they couldn't believe that Jesus and his followers did not wash kind of a ceremonial wash before meals, and so they were critical.
所以他们无法相信说，耶稣和他的门徒他们吃饭之前没有那种礼仪的洗手，所以他们就在那里论断他。
So this is the second part of that text today that we're going to explore.
今天我们是继续那个的交通。
And the theme is, what about these religious traditions, whether 2,000 years ago or the ones that we entertain today, are they good, these traditions?
我们知道这些的宗教的礼仪传统两千年前的一直到今天，他们是好的吗？
It's like a lot of things in the Christian life. It's not just a simple binary yes or no answer.
我们知道说在基督徒生活当中有许多的事，不是只有一个是或者不是的回答。
Some are good, some are not so good.
有好的，有没那么好的。
But we're going to see today that the main issue is what is the heart behind your religious traditions.
今天我们所要交通的就是说，在这些宗教的礼仪背后，你的心是如何。
Because the Pharisees started off very well, as you might recall last time. They, out of zeal for God, they wanted to follow the same things that the priests did, and they wanted to go through the washings and all of that.
我们知道说，这些法利赛人他们从开始他们的心是好的，他们要遵从这些宗教的礼仪，他们想有这些所有的礼仪上的事都能够做得对。
And they thought to themselves, we're God's people, and we should be holy, and these practices that the priests are doing should be our daily practices.
他们觉得说我们是神的子民，所以那些祭司们所做的，我们也要跟着一样，照样来做。
But, you know, human nature, over time, it began to morph. Things began to change.
我们知道说在人性当中，随着时间改变，很多事情就会变化。
And then if you didn't follow their prescribed customs and traditions, they began to get very critical of other people.
如果你没有完全按照他们所定规的来做，他们就开始要批评你了。
The same thing can happen with us.
在我们身上也可能会是这样。
We start with a good thing. Some of these practices, these traditions that we follow, begin with a very good reason, with a good motive.
我们知道在开始的时候，我们可能会有很好的传统，有很好的动机。
But over time, we begin to think, oh, so you're not following the same practices that I follow. And this judgmental spirit becomes an issue.
然后慢慢的我们就觉得说，我照样做的事，你却没有照样做，我们心中就会来开始判断别人。
And you begin to look and sound more and more like the religious leaders. Oh, so you're not going to wash your hands.
你就会开始像这些宗教领袖一样来想说，哦，你居然连手都不洗。
And Paul warned about this kind of thing later in some of his epistles, and he said some people have the appearance of piety, the appearance of godliness, but they lack depth, they lack real power from God.
保罗他在提摩太后书这里说，他们有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。
And so today, let's continue where we left off. We're going to begin at verse 14, and we're going to see what Jesus goes on to say in response to the criticisms of the Pharisees.
今天我们就继续从7章14节来看耶稣如何回应那些法利赛人的批评。
And we read, and Jesus called the people to him again and said to them, Hear me, all of you, and understand.
耶稣一叫众人来对他们说，你们都要听我的话，也要明白。
Now, Jesus doesn't say this so very often, so when you hear that, as you do your Bible reading, you should stop and pay attention.
耶稣不常这样讲话，所以当你听见耶稣这么说的时候，我们要来注意。
Do you believe that when you open the Word, if you're ready to meet with God, that actually that you can hear the Lord's voice?
你是不是相信说，当我们打开圣经，我们读主话的时候，我们乃是与主相会，我们能听见主的声音？
I'm not talking about audibly necessarily. I'm just, you can hear somehow in your spirit, you hear the Lord's voice.
我不是在说我们的耳朵一定能够听见那样的声音，是说你的心能不能听见。
So as we begin this message today, let me ask you, what is your spirit when you hear Jesus say, listen up, all of you, and understand what I'm going to say?
所以我对大家挑战就是，当今天耶稣说，你们都要听我的话，你们里面的灵如何？
Now this is kind of unusual because many times Jesus talks like this with his closest disciples.
我们知道说这个是不常发生，因为常常耶稣都是对与他靠得很近的门徒来说话。
And in Mark's Gospel, I cannot recollect any other place where Jesus actually says this to the crowd.
我不记得在马可里面有没有其他地方，这里是耶稣来对众人这样说话。
We see it in Mark chapter 4 earlier in this book. We studied it together, but not with the crowd necessarily.
我们记得说马可福音第四章好像有说到相似的话，但那是与他的门徒，十二门徒。
This, I think, might tell us a little bit about Jesus' heart, his compassion for even the crowds.
这里也是把耶稣的心稍微打开一点给我们来看，他也顾念众人。
And they're kind of coming and going, and who knows where their commitment is, but Jesus still has sincere compassion and care for them.
我们知道说这些众人他们来来去去，谁也不知道他们的心里究竟如何，但是耶稣仍然顾念他们。
But as he often does with the crowds, he gives it in the form of a parable.
所以当他看见周围有这些人的时候，他就给他们说比喻。
And so he continues and says in verse 15, there's nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him.
从外面进去的不能污秽人，唯有从里面出来的乃能污秽人。
So how is one actually defiled? This is one of the first things we want to explore today.
所以我们今天首先要来看的就是人怎样就被污秽了。
Jesus says, there's nothing outside of you and I that by going into you and I can defile you and I.
耶稣所说的就是不是在我们以外的什么东西进入了我们，把我们给污秽了。
So if you become defiled, it won't be because of something that enters you and I from without.
所以说如果我们被污秽了，不是在我们外面的东西进入了我们，就叫我们污秽了。
And it won't be because you didn't ceremonially wash your hands in the right way.
不是因为说你就没有按照礼仪那样来洗手，我们就变得污秽了。
And it won't be because you somehow defiled yourself by touching something like death or something unclean.
也不是因为你碰到了什么不洁的事，比如说像死人。
Back in their day, 2,000 years ago, you could become defiled by being in the company of a Gentile.
在2000年前，如果你与外邦人在一起，那你就变得污秽了。
But this we could call it this parabolic saying is more like a riddle, I think, and it's, as we see, not so easily grasped.
但是耶稣给他们说的这样的一个比喻，好像又好像像一个谜语一样，不是那么容易明白的。
Apparently what's coming out of us is the real problem.
是从我们心里发出来的才是真正的那个问题。
Not what is external.
并不是外面，外面的事物并不是那个问题。
Not hands that are unwashed.
并不是说那个没有洗的手是我们的问题。
Not foods, certain foods that were long determined unclean by their traditions.
不是很久以前传统所认定不洁净的那个食物本身是我们的问题。
Or even by the law itself.
甚至这个律法上规定不洁净的食物也不是我们真正的问题。
And of course not physical contact, as we said, with things that are unclean.
Yeah. 也不是说你去碰一下你就变得污秽了。
Right. Rather, the things that come out of us from within us are what make us unclean.
问题不在我们以外，乃是在我们的内心。
These are the things that can defile you and I.
我们心里发出来的东西会污秽人。
So when a first century Jew heard this, their response was, what?
所以当一世纪的时候，当犹太人听见这个，他们心中就发出很大的疑惑。
And sometimes it's good to have a study Bible so you can see the background and how a first century Jewish person, a God-fearing Jew, would have heard that message. It would have been like, what?
如果你有一些研读的资料你会知道说在第一世纪犹太人听见这个，他们反应会何等的强烈。
This mostly Jewish crowd doesn't understand, but they're not alone.
他们是没法明白，但也不单是他们。
Because in verse 17 we read, And when Jesus had entered the house and left the people, left the crowd, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, Huh? Then are you also without understanding?
不仅是众人不能明白，门徒也不能明白。所以17节，耶稣离开众人进了屋子，门徒就问他这比喻的意思。
Jesus sounds almost like disbelief. Really? You guys don't get it either?
好像耶稣也有点吃惊说连门徒们他们都无法明白。
And I wonder if it's that way today in our own walk with God, where at times the Lord says to us, Really? You don't understand what I'm talking about?
我想也许我们做基督徒的时候有些时候我们会让我们的主有些吃惊我们居然连这个都还没有明白。
We see this kind of response from Jesus on occasion, and it's almost like he just cannot fathom that they don't understand.
好像说这是让我们的主惊讶的。
And it's that way today, sadly.
不幸今天我们也会遇到这样的情形。
We might surmise, we might think, presume that, okay, you know, the people who are really trying to follow Jesus, you know, they just don't say I'm a believer, but they are genuinely trying to learn a life that follows Jesus, surely they grasp such things.
我们可能很难相信说那些真心来跟随耶稣的人他们仍然有一些这些的不明白。
But if we think that, we'll discover that we are amiss in our thinking and our conclusions.
我们就这样来想的时候，我们就知道说，我们确实是有很多需要知道的。
And maybe it's what we saw last time. Maybe it has to do something with the condition of their hearts, the disciples' hearts.
很多时候是这些门徒，或者说我们不明白我们自己心里的光景。
What we saw earlier in Mark's Gospel is that the condition of their hearts had gradually become hardened.
我们前面读到马可福音里就讲到这心里面人心里的光景有可能就会变得越来越硬。
And this is a process that can happen to anyone, even people who are sincerely trying to love and follow God.
这种情形会发生在任何人身上，即便你是一个真心跟随耶稣的人，心还是会变硬的。
Maybe it's true of some people in here today.
我们今天人的当中就会有这样的。
I mean, it happens kind of under the radar. It can be happening and you don't know it's happening.
可能这个并不是说在表面上你可能自己都没有觉得。
But it especially happens among those who profess Christ, but they don't take really time to review and reflect on what God is teaching them.
那尤其如果我们嘴上说跟随耶稣，但我们却不好好的去检查的时候，心就更容易变硬。
They just go to church, they go to Bible study, they go through the motions, they have devotions, but nothing's really penetrating.
他们去教会，他们查经，他们读主的话，他们有灵修，但是这些没有进到他们里面去。
I've seen it over and over again wherever I've gone. Many believers are that way.
我到很多地方，其实有很多的信徒，他们是这样的。
And then you hear other believers and they just hear the words of Jesus and they begin to weep. There's this huge difference in the heart, the condition of the heart.
当然也有我遇到相信的人，他们听见耶稣的话，他们会流泪，那是一个大的不同。
So Jesus asked his disciples this question.
所以耶稣问门徒这个问题。
Do you not see, he asked, that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart but his stomach and is expelled? Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. And I'll stop there.
耶稣对他们说，你们也是这样不明白吗？岂不晓得凡从外面进入的不能污秽人，因为不是入他的心，乃是入他的肚腹，又落到毛刺里。又说，从人里面出来的，那才能污秽人。
And then all of these things that he lists in verses 21 and 22 we'll explore in just a moment.
我们等会会来说21节到22节那个长长的清单。
And then he ends in verse 23, all of these evil things that we see in 21 and 22 come from within and they defile a person.
然后23节他说，这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
So, do you know who this is over here?
你知道这是谁吗？
Who's the one that fell asleep, had a vision and saw animals being lowered from heaven?
谁在那里睡觉，然后好像做了一个梦，好像有动物。
Don't you recognize Peter? That's him right there.
你认出来这个是彼得吗？
This is one of the earliest photos of Peter.
这是早期啊，也许彼得是这个样子。
What enters from outside cannot defile us.
从外面进入的不能够污秽我们。
Why is that? As it does not enter or touch the heart.
因为它不能进到外面来的，不能进到心里。
For it's the very heart of each one of us that represents the seat, the orientation of our personality.
我们的心好像就是我们这个人他的一个座位。
It's the very core of who we are and how we process and live our lives.
这是我们真正的核心，就是我们人的所事和我们要过怎么样的生活。
And Mark's commentary here about all things now are no longer, these fruits are no longer unclean. This is going to be something that will take the church several decades to work through.
这些关于食物的问题，关于这些洁净的问题，也许教会需要几十年才能够来处理。
So for the Jewish mind, the God-fearing Jew, this is really hard to understand.
所以对于犹太人更加是如此，他们就很难来明白。
All of these unclean foods that we see prohibited in books like Leviticus, suddenly Jesus is saying, no, it's not that way anymore.
所有这些的不洁净的食物，尤其像利未记里面所记载的，现在保罗说，哦，那不再是问题了。
These foods are no longer unclean.
它不再是不洁净的。
And this is so difficult for them to grasp.
对犹太人来说，这个太难理解了。
Even Peter had to have his own private lesson before he could begin to grasp what the Holy Spirit was showing him.
就是甚至像彼得来说，也必须要神给他有单独的上一课，他才能够明白。
You can read about that in Acts chapter 10 if you're interested.
如果你看到使徒行传第二章那里有所记载。
And later Peter and many Jewish Christians in the first century were still, as we read through the New Testament, still wrestling with this revelation from God.
我们知道说后世还是继续基督徒有许多时候在这件事上要来挣扎。
If you read it through the entire New Testament, you'll see this theme appear again and again. And it's always, they're still wrestling with how do they understand, how do they apply these changes.
在新约里你一直读过去就看见基督徒一直有这样的挣扎，他怎样来解释，怎样来应用这些话。
Even one example that Paul calls Peter out in his letter to the Galatians, and he said, Paul, you're sitting here and you're eating with the Gentiles until somebody from Jerusalem comes and then you kind of withdraw.
甚至保罗也指出彼得他开始与外邦人在一起吃饭，后来有耶路撒冷来的人他就离开外邦人。
And we see also in places like Acts 15 where they're still struggling with what the blood of animals and things like that.
在使徒行传十五章他们也是对那个动物的血这些的会有挣扎。
And some people feel like these guys right here.
也许我们有的人就像这里画的两个人物。
I finally get the thing figured out and then they come up with a New Testament.
他们说我们终于把事情搞明白了，但是现在却来了一本新约。
Or we might call it a new covenant.
是一个新的约。
So foods merely enter the stomach, Jesus is telling us. They enter the stomach and then they are expelled.
所以耶稣说到这些食物只不过是进入我们的肚腹然后就排泄掉了。
They are no longer to be considered unclean.
所以它就不再是一个 不洁净，洁净不洁净的问题。
And then Paul makes reference like this. I think this is from Corinthians. Food was made for the stomach, stomach for the food. Yes. So they don't make a big deal out of the food issue as Paul continues to grow in his own understanding.
这里保罗在哥林多前书第六章那里说，食物是为肚腹，肚腹也是为着食物。
Right, and we see also Jesus' emphasis in when he talks about these foods are expelled, and it's a reference to the latrine or what we might call the sewer, expelled into the sewer.
So this 食物进入了我们的肚腹，然后就落到毛刺里。
So the ceremonial laws that clarified which animals were clean and unclean had been fulfilled and had fulfilled their intended purpose.
这些律法上宗教的礼仪所规定那些动物洁净与不洁净那些已经达成了他们所要的目的。
They have their purpose.
他们是有目的的。
Yeah, and they fulfilled their purpose, Jesus is trying to tell us.
耶稣要告诉我们说这个目的已经达成了。
They served as road signs to God's people, leading us to true sanctification.
这些的礼仪它好像是一个路标要指向说我们要达成的乃是要成圣。
Paul says it's like they tutored the people of God, helping us to differentiate things in life that are clean and unclean.
他们好像就是师父来教训我们说在我们生活的当中我们要遇到洁净与不洁净。
And Paul goes on to say that they led us, pointed us to the one who makes us clean, who is the Christ, who is the sanctifier.
更重要的是保罗向我们指出是谁来使我们洁净乃是我们的基督。他来叫我们洁净。
They fulfilled their purpose.
这就达到了他的目的。
These ceremonial food laws are no longer binding.
所以这些的关于食物洁净的这些的律法，它不再是束缚我们的。
That's why we read in places like Hebrews chapter 9 that they deal only with food and drink and various washings. Regulations, yes, but these are regulations for the body imposed until the time of Reformation when Jesus came.
就像希伯来书第九章第十节那里说，这些事连那饮食和诸般洗濯的规矩都不过是属肉体的条例，命定到振兴的时候为止。
Until this time, the time that the Messiah has come.
直到弥赛亚到来。
Right. So Christians are to be set apart, yes, and recognized, but recognized by their love. Not by what they're eating for lunch.
所以当众人能够认出基督徒来，不是因为他们吃什么乃是因为他们的爱。
Those things do not make you holy. Yeah. Nevertheless,
那个食物叫你圣洁。
Yeah. Nevertheless, there are things that can defile you and I.
然而，确实有能够叫神的属神的人被污秽的。
And Jesus wants us to know those things proceed from the heart.
那些能污秽的是从心里出来的东西能叫人污秽
sexual immorality
那些的淫乱
theft
偷盗
things which defile
那属于那些能够污秽人的
murder
凶杀
yeah, adultery
奸淫
coveting
贪婪
yeah, wickedness
邪恶
Deceit,
诡诈
sensuality,
淫荡
envy,
嫉妒
slander,
谤毒
This one happens a lot in social media all the time, even by people who call themselves Christians. Slander defiles.
在这个其实在这些社交媒体上有许多这样的事情，也有称为基督徒的，他们有许多谤毒的话
Pride.
骄傲
Everybody wrestles with that one.
我们知道每一个人我们都在挣扎这个词
Foolishness.
狂妄
这个就是什么叫欲望吗
欲望也
是、okay. All of these things come from within and they defile a person.
所以这些都是从里面出来的潜能污秽人
Any and all such sinful actionsAnd impulses can defile us.
所以我们知道说这些的恶念从我们里面发出来也有恶行发出来这些能够污秽我们
they are, They're conceived in, they issue from the heart, Jesus says.
这些都是从我们心里面出来的。
Right? Now the truth about our heart, we know, Jeremiah tells us.
我们知道说,就像耶利米他告诉我们说, 我们的心, 它的真相是怎样的?
Yeah, it's deceitful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deceitful above all things, I'm sorry, and desperately sick. Who can understand the heart?
耶利米说,人心比万物都诡诈,坏到极处,谁能识透呢?
These things in the heart will eventually come out.
这些在人心里面的东西,他们就会发出来。
They will be manifest.
他们会彰显出来。
Some in our attitudes.
有些是我们的态度。
Right? Some are manifest in our speech.
有些是在我们言语当中。
Some of them from the, well, we see this, I love this verse in Matthew, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
心里所充满的,口中就发出来。
So whatever your heart is currently filled with, eventually it will find its way out your mouth.
我们心里面充满什么,从我们的嘴里面就会露出来。
And oftentimes those things defile us.
那些发出来的东西就会污秽人。
The tongue is a fire and it stains the whole body, we read in James chapter 3.
在雅各书第三章那里说,
and I just paraphrased it, but basically the tongue is able to stain us, to defile us.
所以说这个舌头能够叫我们整个的人都污秽,全身都污秽。
Okay. Not only our attitudes, not only our speech, but also manifest in our actions.
不仅是我们的言语,
right, and then we see all of those connected to the kind of acts we commit in life.
我们知道在人的生命当中,
these desires, these are conceived in the heart and they give birth to sin.
就是心里就是心中所怀的,它就生出罪来。
We see that in James chapter 1.
那是雅各书的第一章。
So we're almost finished here. Now that Christ has come and fulfilled the law, how about us? Are we clean?
现在基督已经到来,他已经成全了律法。
Yes.
我们的心中究竟如何?
I think the answer is twofold. Yes, and that's up to you and I.
我们心中有我们自己的回答。
Right, yeah. We have a part in deciding who we want to become. In Christ.
我们在基督里我们要成为怎样的,我们有自己的回答。
As we read the New Testament, good news, yes, we can be, yes, we are sanctified.
我们在基督里我们可以说是,我们乃是成圣的人。
In Christ we are made clean.
我们被洁净了。
That is our standing before God.
我们在神面前,这是我们所立的位置。
And so we see Paul beginning letters saying things like, to the holy ones, to the saints who are in Christ Jesus.
我们看见保罗写信的时候就写信给在基督里的众圣徒。
I don't know how you respond when you hear that. Maybe you think, well, I'm not such a holy guy. But Paul says when he looks at the church, you are the sanctified ones.
我不知道如果是你收到这封信,你心里会不会说,哦,我没那么圣洁。
You are. Because you are in Christ Jesus. You are in the Messiah.
但这里是说,是在基督里,我们就是圣洁的。
We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. We read in Hebrews 10.
我们凭着旨意,靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体。
This is true of us even if you don't believe it.
尽管你还没有相信,但这是真实的。
You are sanctified in Christ Jesus.
我们是在耶稣基督里得以成圣。
Now, I don't mean that you purposely don't believe it. I'm just saying if you don't fully believe it, it's still true.
我的意思并不是说你假设你不信。我的意思是说你信与不信不能改变这个事实。
Consider what the writer of Hebrews says.
我们想到希伯来书所说的。
Both the one who makes people holy, that would be Jesus, and those who are made holy are of the same family.
那些使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一。
Now there he captures the whole thing, right? He makes people holy.
是他使人成圣。
Right? This is what Jesus does.
这是主耶稣所告诉我们的。
Yet practically speaking, we can become unclean as Jesus revealed in this text that we are looking at today.
当主耶稣今天把这些话启示给我们，我们知道说我们不会变成不洁净。
By impure, ungodly thoughts.
我们并不知道因为那些不圣洁的事被我们碰到了。
By corrupting speech and actions.
就是那些败坏的话和行为。
So, how can we be cleansed and maintain this life of purity?
我们怎样过成圣的生活？
A life of holiness.
过一个圣洁的生活。
Practically speaking.
我们要来实际的来说这件事。
If we believe these things that we are sanctified, then how can we live a life that is in harmony with that reality?
如果我们已经接受相信我们在基督里是成圣的，我们怎样过一个与此相称的生活？
I think most of us know the answer. One way is by prayer.
我相信大家都知道，一个就是要祷告。
Where we pray something like, Create in me a clean heart, O God.
就像诗篇说，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
That's a great prayer.
那是一个伟大的祷告。
By guarding our lives.
保守我们的生活。
As we pursue obedience to Christ.
当我们要寻求要来遵从神。
So we read about this in places like Psalm 119.
诗篇十九篇那里说。
How can a young person maintain a pure life, he asked, by guarding it according to your instructions?
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。
The old King James says, How can a person cleanse his way?
像这个英王钦定版说，少年人用什么洁净他的行
为？By seeking to obey the teaching and instruction of God.
是要来遵循神所教导的话。
And that's why Peter says, You have purified yourselves, how? By obeying the truth.
彼得说，你们既顺从真理，洁净了自己的心。
And it's funny, once you start to do that, even if you're like me and you obey, but your obedience is imperfect, once you begin to lean into that kind of lifestyle, you begin to taste the joy and the power that comes from that kind of submission to Christ.
当我们真正愿意来这样做，来这样遵从的时候，你心中会即便是有这样的一些的倾向出来，你就在心里会得到这样的喜乐。
We do this imperfectly, of course.
我们当然都是不完全的。
But our heart, if our heart has been touched by messages like we're sharing today, then we learn the path of obedience.
当然我们都不完全，但是如果我们的心受感动，就像今天我们听见主的教训，我们就会来学习走这样的路。
I like how different writers in the New Testament say it in different ways. How about John here? Consider John.
我们在新约里面，我们知道许多位作者，他们用不同的话来讲这同样一件事。
You know this. Read it with me in the English. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin, right?
我们若在光中行如果我们在光中行正如他在光中，我们就彼此相交他的血也洗净我们所有的罪。
He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他要洗净一切的罪。
And then finally this text here, Jesus right before, I think right around the time of the Last Supper, he's washing their feet. And he says, You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
就像耶稣在给门徒 洗脚之前他说你们因着我向你们向你们给你们的道已经洁净了。
And I think what he means is by the way that you continue to return to listen and respond to my word, that kind of lifestyle brings cleansing.
不断的听我的道，回应我的道，那就是一个洁净的过程。
Because of this word that Jesus speaks to us.
因着耶稣向我们所说的道。
This word that the word Jesus continues to speak even in our time and generation.
第四历代神向我们所说的话，直到今天人向我们说的话。
God declares us holy.
神称我们为洁净的。
And then he works in us and he works with us to make us holy.
他在我们里面的工，在我们里面工作，他也与我们一同的工作，来使我们成为圣洁。
Can you hold both of those concepts in your mind? Because it's true.
你能把这两件事都摆在心里吗？这是真的。
You are declared holy.
我们已经被神称作圣洁的。
And then because you belong to Him, to Jesus, the rest of your life, He is in the process of making you that way.
因为我们已经信主在基督的里面，但是我们的一生，耶稣要在我们里面做成圣的工作。
So holy brothers, consider and sisters, consider your calling.
所以圣洁弟兄啊，当思想你所蒙的召，这里也包括姐妹。
What a calling God has placed upon you and I.
神给我们的乃是何等的呼召。
Hebrews 10:14 captures this truth beautifully.
希伯来书第十章那里说。
For by one sacrifice, Jesus' sacrifice, He has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
因为他一次的献祭，便叫那成圣的人永远完全。
He has made us perfect, and then the rest of his life, he's going to make us holy.
他已经叫我们完全，但是我们的一生，他都要叫我们来成圣。
For us to live and be holy, practically speaking, requires simply our cooperation and our obedience to God.
所以这个成圣的过程就是我们来配合神。
Right? So let's be willing even on a morning like this morning in August to examine ourselves.
让我们就在今天的早晨我们来检查自己的心。
And Paul says you ought to do that from time to time. Examine yourselves to see whether you're in the faith.
所以保罗也说你们要经常查验自己是有信心的吗？
If what you profess about yourself is actually true.
我们要来检查说我们自己所宣告的到底是不是真的。
We'll end with this last verse from Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
在零后七章一节那里说。
Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God.
那里说弟兄们啊，我们就这等应许让我们就要洁净自己除去身体灵魂一切污秽。
I'm sorry, I probably didn't put that in your notes. I love this verse, right? Beloved, that's who you are. Beloved of God.
亲爱的弟兄们，神所爱的。
Let us cleanse ourselves.
让我们洁净自己。
Okay, he gives us the capacity to do that.
我们有这样的能力。
He wouldn't ask us to do that if he didn't give us the capacity to do that.
如果他不给我们那样的能力，主就不会来这样要求。
Let's encourage one another to cleanse ourselves from every defilement.
让我们来彼此的勉励，让我们要除去一切的污秽。
Whether it's body or spirit.
不管是身体上的还是灵魂里的。
To bring holiness to completion in the fear of God.
让我们在敬畏神的里面来成圣。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy.
父啊，我们感谢你，感谢你的美善，感谢你的慈爱。
Thank you for this holy calling.
感谢你给我们圣洁的呼召。
That you see us and declare us holy.
你看见我们，你宣告我们是圣的。
As sanctified ones in Christ Jesus.
你 把我们放在基督耶稣的里面来叫我们成圣。
Help us to work it out, Lord, these realities, to work them out in our day-to-day lives.
让我们在我们每日的生活当中把它行出来。
May the grace and peace and mercy of God be on each and every one here today.
愿神的恩典平安与我们今天每一位听见的同在。
As we encourage each other to work it out together.
我们彼此一同的勉励，让我们把所听见的能够行出来。
奉靠主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
Amen.